الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه
ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home, it is only through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have assembled here tonight on this very auspicious Mubarak night. In fact, I just arrived just before Isha Salat from Johannesburg, Darul Zakaria Jalsa. I was a bit worried I might not make it in time. But Allah Ta'ala's fadl and kindness that I just reached on time. Tonight is not a night for bayan. Tonight is the night of action, of amal, of ibadat. And that is why we read Surah Yasin Sharif and Durud and Salam upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But we should not just suffice on that. It is mentioned in so many riwayat regarding the 15th night of Sha'ban, the virtues of this night, the importance of this night. In some riwayat it is mentioned that right from Maghrib time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercy descends. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at those people who are seeking His mercy with the merciful glance. Allah looks with the merciful glance at all those people who are seeking Allah's mercy, who are begging Allah Ta'ala for His mercy. Allah forgives those people who are seeking His forgiveness on this night. So it's not a night we will just hear some bayan and it's all over and we go back home and we sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really wants to forgive millions and millions of people. We don't have time to elaborate and go deep into the different riwayat, but in one hadith it is mentioned that Allah forgives on the 15th night of Sha'ban that amount of people equivalent to the hair on the goats of the Banu Kalb tribe. Now we do not know who's Banu Kalb tribe. Banu Kalb tribe was a very big tribe, a very huge tribe amongst the Arabs. And they were noted for the very large livestock that they had. Very large, huge amount of goats and sheep they used to have. So this is not the number of people in the Banu Kalb tribe. Not just the number of goats in the Banu Kalb tribe, but the amount of hair on the goat of the Banu Kalb tribe, that amount of people Allah Ta'ala forgives on this night of Sha'ban. The night of Sha'ban is like a springboard now to the beautiful month of Ramadan. It's a preparation. Our Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say, if you want to paint our house and decorate our house, so first you have to just peel off and scrape off the old paint which is already on the wall. We are applying some new paint, coat of paint, and we're going to decorate our house now. So Ramadan is coming and we have to decorate this heart of ours. We have beautified this heart of ours. Before we just start applying the coats of paint on it, we have to first scrub this heart and sandpaper this heart and remove the old paint that is there. And that is why Allah has given us this 15th night of Sha'ban. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one night comes home. It is the turn of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he comes in, he removes his kurta, about to retire to bed. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was lying down. But after a little while, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up. He put on his clothes again, very, very quietly, very gently, very silently. He went to the door and very silently he opened the door. And then he emerged from his home. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was her night, or that her turn to spend with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And immediately she became a bit suspicious that perhaps Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now going to one of the other wives' homes. And she became perturbed. So she pretended that she was sleeping and then she woke up as well. And quietly she also followed and she went out to see in which direction Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had went. And looking at the homes of the other wives, perhaps he went to this one's home or that one's quarter. But then she saw in a distance and she followed that shadow and she says it was none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing in front of Jannatul Baqi. And she says to herself, in some riwayat I read, she says that I came with this suspicion that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has gone to some of the other wife's home. In other words, I came with the niyat of dunya. But look at my beloved Rasulullah SAW, he has come out with the niyat of akhirat. And he was busy engaged in making dua for the people of Baqi. So she said, I hurried back home. And I came back pretending that I was sound asleep. And Rasulullah SAW just returned shortly after that. And he could hear my heavy breathing. Because I was panting. He says, Aisha, why are you breathing so heavy? First she was a bit reluctant. In one kitab I read, Rasulullah then tells her that, Aisha, if you're not going to inform me, then the one in the sky, he'll inform me. She says, Ya Rasulullah, I came out of this fear that perhaps you have gone to some other wife's house tonight. Rasulullah says, oh Aisha, you think Allah and His Rasul would betray you? Tonight is the night of Shaban, 15th night of Shaban. And if you permit me, he says, if you give me permission, I would like to engage this night in ibadah. And every night Rasulullah would make ibadah. But the 15th night of Shaban, he is telling Sayyidina Aisha, if you give me permission, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has informed me this is the 15th night of Shaban and Allah forgives so many people. He was ma'asum, committed no sins, yet he chose to spend the entire night in ibadah. He made such a long salat, such a long sajda. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was watching his ibadah. She felt that now my beloved Rasulullah has left this world. He has passed away in sajda. So she goes close to him. She feels his thumb, there is some movement. She is consoled. And then she overhears the dua that Rasulullah made. And one riwayat, he taught Sayyidina Aisha this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik, wa a'udhu bi'ridaka min sakhatik, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ لَا أُحْصِي ثَنَاءً عَلَيْكَ أَنْتَ كَمَا أَثْنَيْتَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. O Allah, إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِعَفْوِكَ مِنْ عِقَابِكَ. I seek protection through your forgiveness from your punishment. Ya Allah, I'm asking you for forgiveness and save me through your forgiveness, save me from your iqab. Iqab means punishment. وَأَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَتِكَ. O Allah, I ask you for your pleasure and save me from your displeasure. Give me your pleasure and protect me from your displeasure. O Allah, I ask you protection in you from you. Person runs away from Allah, where can he run to? He goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I always give the example, a mother spanks a little child, he was naughty, he cries, he runs around the whole house, where does he come back? He comes back to his mother, and he begs his mother for forgiveness. Oh Allah, we cannot go anywhere else, but come to your doors. And then Rasulullah said, La uhsi thana'an alayk. Oh Allah, I cannot truly praise you. You are exactly how you have praised yourself. How Allah has praised himself, that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. However, during this Mubarak night, ulama have mentioned from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a list of people whose du'as are not answered on this night. And we are not going to go into those details. But very quickly, that person who associates partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a mushrik. And therefore we have to keep on renewing our iman. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Jadidu imanakum. Bila ilaha illallah. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in continuously would refreshen the iman, renew the iman, always ponder, reflect, and they would recite the kalima all the time. La ilaha, we sing, there is no ilah, there is no God, there is no deity that is worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. Allah is the most powerful. Allah is the nourisher, the true nourisher. The only nourisher. He is Razzaq. He is the only person who can forgive. He is the only true protector. Everything is in his control. We cannot make sajda to any other person. La ilaha illallah. And Muhammadur Rasulullah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So any person who associates partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on this night he's not forgiven. Then that person who harbors malice, now this is something where we have to look deep down into our souls, ponder and see. Do we harbor malice? Do we have any enmity for any of our Muslim brother or sister? If we do, then alhamdulillah, I think today enough people have SMS and send BBM, then ask for maaf. But this should not be only reserved for 15th night of Shaban. The moment we do something wrong, immediately we should clean our records. But khair, Allah has given us a chance, an excuse to ask for forgiveness. And if somebody asks us for forgiveness, we should forgive the person. If a person sincerely asks for forgiveness, he's made a mistake. He did something wrong. He has come. He seeks our pardon. He seeks our forgiveness, then we should forgive. Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, such a great person. And one of his khadims, all the time doing something wrong, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, once reprimanded him, says, Hazrat, maaf karna. So Hazrat was upset because he had repeatedly forgiven him and explained to him exactly what to do. And again the person is still not listening and doing the wrong thing. He said, but kitne martaba maaf karna? How much I must forgive you? Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, who was the uncle, was on top. He says, Zakariya, you must forgive him so much. So many times that you would like Allah to forgive you. So somebody asks us for forgiveness. Forgive the person. One sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala, it's a very long incident, we have mentioned this before, that he was passing by, Rasulullah was sitting with Sahaba, and he says, just now a man, رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ will pass. A man from Jannah will go past. Sahaba, see, Sahab bin Abi Waqas going past, he had just made wudu, he had his champal over his shoulders, and he was going past. It happened for 3 days like that. So one Sahabi became very, very curious. I want to know what particular deed this Sahabi is doing. That Rasulullah is giving such glad tidings regarding him. So he makes up an excuse and he says, you know, I need to come to your home, I've got some problem at home. If you don't mind, can I come stay with you? He says, no, no problem, you're more than welcome. So for 3 nights he stays with Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, and thinking that he will find some special ibadah that he's making. But in those particular nights, he did not observe Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas even waking up for tahajjud salat. After 3 nights he says, no, 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 something is not right here. So he goes up to him and he says, the real plan, of the real intention of my coming here was that I heard Rasulullah giving basharat of your going into Jannat. And I wanted to check what type of action you are doing. He said, nothing. Every day I just do the same mamulat, nothing different. And he says, yes, perhaps it's for this reason that I have no hasad and jealousy for any brother of mine, nor do I harbor any malice for any Muslim brother or sister of mine. He says, this is the exact quality that led to him being a person of Jannat. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, who was the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years, he started making the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was 10 years old. When Rasulullah left this world, he was 20 years old. So for 10 solid years, he made the khidmat of Rasulullah. And he used to say that Rasulullah never ever reprimanded me. If he told me to do something and I did not do it, he never scolded me. If I did something which I was not supposed to do, then too he did not reprimand me. وَمَا قَالَ لِي أُفٍ قَطُّ. Never did the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say even uff to me. He says, Rasulullah tells me one day, Ya Bunayya, in qadarta an tusbiha wa tumsi. In qadarta an tusbiha wa tumsiya, wa laysa fi qalbika ghishun li ahadin faf'al. O young lad, if every day in the morning and in the evening, if you are able to rise in this condition or be in this condition, that your heart is free from any malice, then do so. Keep your heart free from any malice. Why? وَذَلِكَ مِن سُنَّتِي. This is my way of life. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي. Whoever loves my sunnat, then he has loved me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever loves me, then he will be with me in Jannah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the malice we have for any person in this world. For that time when we come to the masjid or when we wake up in the morning, the shaitan brings in our mind and our heart that this person, he is your enemy, and this person, he is jealous of you, and that person, he has done you down. So immediately dispel all those thoughts, discard those thoughts, and keep our hearts clean. We must be salim ustadr. It's not easy. It requires a lot of mujahada, a lot of practicing. May Allah Ta'ala give us a clean and pure heart. But that person who harbors malice for his Muslim brother or sister, on this night he is not forgiven. Then that person who breaks off relationships and family ties, here again, many of us, we have great deficiencies in this aspect. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us. May Allah help us to maintain family ties. Quite often we get questions of this nature, that I'm being so kind to my sister-in-law, and I'm being so kind to my mother-in-law, and I show her a good face, and I make salam, and I give her gifts. Oh, I'm so kind to my brother, and when he's sick, I go and see him. I attend all his family programs and functions. Whenever he's in problem, I'm there. But he always gives me a cold shoulder. There's always disparaging remarks he makes about me. He belittles me. Or the poor girl says when I go to my in-laws, that my mother-in-law ignores me. And all the other sister-in-laws, she's very good with them. So I think I should break my relationship with my mother-in-law. No. One sahabi came and complained, very similar complaint. And he said, I'm being so kind to my family members, And they are being so cruel. They're giving me a cold shoulder. They're not giving me a good face. I feel so uncomfortable in their presence. Rasul says, if what you are saying is true, and you are being kind, then continue being kind to them. You must carry on being kind to them. By your showing kindness upon them, it is like you feeding them hot ash. A person has to eat hot ash. The miserable feeling he gets in his stomach, the pain, the agony, like we are traveling somewhere. Person is going somewhere and he sees on the roadside a friend of his or somebody who he knows, some musalli of the masjid, has got a puncture in tire. But he pretends as though he did not see him. He does not stop to assist him and he continues. And he travels for a few kilometers and he has a puncture. Now he comes out, he does not know how to change the tire, he doesn't know what to do. Next minute somebody comes, and who is it? The same person who he did not stop for. Now that man stops for him, and now he helps him to fix up his tire. How does the person feel then? You feel so terrible. How I wish I should have just helped him in the first place. Now I'm feeling embarrassed that I ignored him, but he is being so kind to me. Now that feeling you get there, that's the feeling when you're being kind to some person and that person ignores you. But for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you do not break off those relationships. You still maintain that family ties for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person, he gets this type of feeling of misery and agony. He then realizes his folly. He realizes his weakness. And believe me, there will come the day when he will ask you for forgiveness. So our job is not to break off those ties. Our job is to maintain those relationships. Then that person who is disobedient to his parents, Allah Ta'ala forgive us, Allah forgive us. How often we have heard incidents of children being disobedient to their parents. The vulgar language, the abusive language, physical abuse. This is not the shan, the quality of an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If our parents are alive, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to become obedient children to them. May Allah help us to serve them. If they've left this world, then they still have some rights over us. We should make istighfar on their behalf. Send isal sawab on their behalf. We should meet their friends. It is mentioned, when your father or your mother passes away, then you should still maintain relationship with their friends. That is one of the rights your parents have over you. So disobedient to parents, that child who is disobedient to his parents on this night is not forgiven. We still have time. If we are disobedient, then make tawbah istighfar. Ask our parents for forgiveness. When it comes to huququl ibad, we have to ask the person for forgiveness. Whatever's right, we have taken away, we have usurped. Then that person who is mudminu khamrin, an alcoholic, one who keeps on drinking, so such a person, he is not forgiven on this Mubarak night. Then that person who lets his garments go below his ankles. Now this is something we hear so often. Allah forgive us. There are riwayat mentioned in Hadith Sharif, even in Bukhari Sharif, that portion of the leg below the ankle, which is covered by the garment, the area below the ankle, when it is covered by that garment, مَا أَسْفَلَ مِنَ الْكَعْبَيْنِ مِنَ الْإِزَارِ فِي النَّارِ, that portion will be in Jahannam. Why should we worry about how our appearance will be? We should be following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the sunnah is the most beautiful way. Our napak eyes, our filthy eyes cannot see the beauty. Our filthy hearts cannot see the beauty. Our filthy minds cannot comprehend the beauty. But this is what Allah chose for His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it appeals to us or does not appeal to us. But we must take the courage and implement the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially this sunnah. It's not only namaz time that we fold up our pants. It is all the time. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, we know that Firuz Abu Lu'lu had assassinated him. But when he was stabbed, for a few days he was at home and he was bleeding profusely from his stomach. He could not eat any food. People came, people praised him. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was not in need of any person's praise. He was a man of justice, a man of taqwa. One person came and said, "Oh Amir Mu'mineen, you did this and you did that for deen and you served Islam. And in your era, in your khilafat, Islam spread so far and wide." Sayyidina Umar radiallahu was not affected by the praise of the person. But he happened to see that this young person's garment, his pants was below his ankles. Even in that condition where he was suffering, he was in pain. In fact, just after that he passed away. Then too, Nahi Anil Munkar. He called the person politely. He said, "Oh my beloved son, lift your garment above your ankle. It is better for you, it is more pure for you. Your garment will not become soiled with any impurities on the floor, on the ground, on the earth. And also it is atqa. It will give you more righteousness. It will give you the close bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." May Allah ta'ala give us that himmat and tawfiq. We must make up our minds that we need to bring one sunnah into our life. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, that person whose life is like that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's got so many sunnahs in his life. How happy Rasulullah would become with such a person. Then there's a person who has committed murder. And if he has not asked for forgiveness, then his dua is also not answered on this Mubarak night. So like this, there are category of people we have mentioned. Person who severs, or person who severs relationships, person who is disobedient to his parents, one who associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one who lowers his garment, one who harbors malice. These people are not forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a very interesting story which I mentioned last year also in Shab-e-Barat. And there were many brothers who found this incident very, very inspiring. I will repeat this inshallah, I'm not going to give a lengthy bayan. But let us listen attentively to the story. It happened on 15 Shaban. It is the incident of Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi. Many of you may have heard the story or read the story. But let us listen to the story with an open mind. No person is perfect. When Allah wishes to choose a person and give him hidayat, then nobody can stop Allah from granting that person hidayat. When a transformation takes place in a person's life, then nobody can put a stop to it. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. The word ijtaba yajtabi means when Allah selects a person. Allah selects and Allah draws and Allah pulls to Himself whomsoever He wishes to pull and draw. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi, we are saying rahmatullahi alayhi because he was a great wali of Allah. Somebody asked him that, "How did you gain this such a close bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" So he said, "I was a very sinful person," and of course he didn't claim to be pious after that. But he explained to the person the turning point in his life. And he says, "I was a policeman. I was an alcoholic. I lived a very terrible life, a very evil life. Bad habits. Always with women, dining and whining. I had a slave girl and from her I got a child, a daughter. Very beautiful indeed. And I became so obsessed with this daughter of mine. And she was very fond of me. She would always come and sit on my lap. And I would stroke her hair. I would show that fatherly love to her.
But one very strange thing was, whenever my hands went towards the bottle to drink, she would come and push my hands away from the bottle. And sometimes the bottle will fall onto my garment and the alcohol will fall onto my garment. But I never became upset with her because I loved her so dearly. He says when she was 2 years of age, she passed away. And this brought great distress to me. After this, I began drinking even more. Until one night, 15th night of Shaban, it happened to be Friday night then, he says, I slept away, of course, not performing any salat. I was drunk. And I saw a dream. And he relates his dream. He says, I see the scene of Qiyamah taking place. And people were waking up from the qabrs, from the graves. And I too stood up. And I was around many, many people. And now Qiyamah was about to begin. And suddenly I heard some hissing sound behind me. And when I turned around, I saw a very huge python, a snake, and coming towards me. So he said, I became so scared, I began to run. And as I was running, I looked back, I see the snake coming closer and closer, chasing me. So I passed by, I come very close by, a very handsome old man, white beard. And I could smell the fragrance of perfume on him. So I run up to him and I plead to him, please old man, help me, help me. You can see the snake is right behind me. It's about to bite me. Please assist me. He says, oh my friend, you can see how weak I am. I am unable to assist you. So look somewhere else, maybe you'll get some other assistance. He says, I began to run even faster and I came up a hill. And now the snake is pursuing me. A very huge, dark snake. When I come up to the hill, I see a huge, blazing fire. And this was the fire of Jahannam. When suddenly one of the wardens of Jahannam shouts out to me, go back, go back. You do not belong here. So I got some type of consolement. But I come down the hill just to see again the snake pursuing me. So he says, I run again. And I go past this old man again. And again I make the same request and plea to him. That please help me. He says, I cannot assist you. But if you go over to the other mountain, perhaps you might find some amanat of yours. Some trust of yours. And perhaps you may get some assistance in that way. So he says, I go and I'm running. And the snake is now coming faster and faster, chasing me. He says, as I go up, suddenly there are angels there. And they call out, I see beautiful homes, windows, studded with rubies and pearls and emeralds. And they were draped with a silk curtain. And then the angels say, come out, come out. See this man, he is in distress. Maybe you have some of his amanat with you and you can assist him. He says, I see beautiful young children. And I look around and suddenly I see the snake right behind me now. And then I hear these children shouting out to their friends that come out and help this man. He needs some assistance. And he says, when I scan the crowd there, of beautiful faces, young children. Suddenly my eyes and my gaze, my glance goes upon my beautiful daughter. And she looks at me. And she calls out, oh my father, it's you. And she sees a snake right behind me. Suddenly she darts for a cradle made of noor. And she swings over to me. Just in time, I grab her. I put her onto my bosom. With one hand she places her left hand around me and with her right hand she chases away to the snake, and she indicates to it that go back, go away. And immediately the snake goes away. Then, respected brothers and elders, she recites the ayat I recited before, which is from Surah Hadid, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has not the time come? Has not the time dawned for the believers that they should humble themselves, they should submit, surrender themselves for the dhikr of Allah? They should humble themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Qur'an that Allah has revealed. They should abide the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Has not the time come for the believers? My respected brothers and elders, we all are believers with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we make an introspection of our lives, how are we spending our lives? How much of ibadah do we have in our lives? How much of dhikrullah do we make? What type of tilawat of Quran do we make? What type of rozas do we keep? What type of ta'alluq do we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much of durood and salat we send upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What type of akhlaq and character do we have? How do we behave at home with our wives, with our children, with our parents, with our neighbors, on the road, in public, in privacy, in our factories, with our workers, with fellow human beings? Has not the time come now for us to surrender to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and listen to Allah's kalam and follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rules and regulations? Has not the time come for us to bow down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Has not the time come now to submit, to surrender before the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. And do not be like the people of the Kitab, Ahle Kitab, the Jews and the Christians before you, that they moved away from the teachings of the Nabi. And then there was a very long time that elapsed, where no Nabi came down. And what happened? Their hearts became very hard. Then they became transgressors. My respected brothers and elders, she recites this ayat. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi says that you are able to recite the Quran and understand the meaning of the Quran. She says, oh my father, we understand the Quran better than you people understand it. He says, tell me, what is all this that happened to me? The snake and this elderly person with white beard, but very frail, whose assistance I was trying to seek. She says, oh my father, that snake was your evil deeds. The snake was your bad deeds. And that old man that you saw, that was your good deeds. This is the condition of your good deeds. And this what you see is the amanat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, has kept, for those parents who lose their children in infancy. There are so many mothers and sisters who write, and they've lost all hope because they've lost a little child. A childbirth, child is just born, a few seconds or a few minutes or a few hours or a few days, and some even 1 or 2 years, and the child passes away. And of course, it is extremely distressing. A lot of pain to that mother. She knows what she has gone through for that 9 months. When she's seen the little baby and the gift, and now suddenly is taken away, it's not something easy. It's very painful. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept these little children who died in infancy as an amanat, as a trust. And on the day of Qiyamah, these children will come forward, and when that parent, because of his sins, he will be said to go to Jahannam, these children will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gives them that opportunity where they will put up a case against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so as to say. In other words, they will argue with Allah. And they will say, oh my Allah, you deprived us from seeing our parents in the world, now don't deprive us of seeing them here in the hereafter. Ya Allah, we want to be with our parents. Allah ta'ala will forgive their parents, and Allah will say, take your parents with you into Jannah. So those who have lost their children in infancy, this is a way Allah ta'ala has kept an excuse for your najat in the akhirat, but it does not mean that you should live an evil life and just think, okay, I've got an amanat and I've got a guarantee to Jannah. No. It's Allah's fadl and Allah's kindness. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi, when he's seen this dream, suddenly his eyes woke up, his eyes opened, and when he awoken, he made sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a tawbah that immediately after that, he had changed his entire life, and then he became a wali of Allah. He became a very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we all have hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah will forgive us, and Allah ta'ala will make us his true friend. We have seen, it's exactly 2 years since the Hazrat Mawlana Yunus rahmatullah Ali passed away. And these 2 years have gone past so fast, so fast. It's Ramadan again, and we should be happy to see another Ramadan. Should not be a musibat and burden. Oof, I will keep roza and the taraweeh and the standing so long and I've got to work and I've got to do this. No, Allah will make it easy. We must wait for the Ramadan to come. So this night of Shaban, the night of sincere tawbah, sincere tawbah, sincere tawbah. It's a night to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one of us knows our condition. We know our conditions. We don't have to bother about the next person and that person, what he's doing and what she's doing. That's our problem. Our whole life will go away talking ill of that person and how that person must change his or her life. But we never bother about changing our own life. So we've got this chance tonight, inshallah. We will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all have hajat and needs. There's nobody here in this masjid. See, I've got no needs. Everyone has got needs. Not just one need, we've got needs. And so many needs. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every second of our life. And Allah is there for us. And Allah wants to give it to us. All Allah wants to see from us, sincerity, dedication. Allah wants us to raise our hands. So inshallah we, before leaving, if it's possible without making, causing taklif to any person, otherwise better if we go home and before sleeping, read 2 rakat tahajjud namaz at least. At least this much we could do. Make tawbah, istighfar, make dua again. And try and make a firm intention to wake up for some portion of the night and engage in ibadat again. There's no specific amal to be made. No 1,000 rakats and 1,000 times this, by Allah Ta'ala knows we are very weak people. We can't eat 3 kuls properly. It's at night where we make dua, make in any language you know. Allah knows all languages. Allah answers every person's dua. Make tawbah istighfar from the sins which we mentioned. And if we have taken some person's right, especially if we got harboring malice against any person, then we must ask that person for forgiveness. Engage in ibadat, engage in dua, beg Allah Ta'ala to forgive us, and make dua for all our needs, and don't forget the ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Really, Allah has given us so much of luxury, comfort, so much of happiness, so much of bliss. May Allah Ta'ala increase our happiness. May Allah make it easy for us to practice our deen even more and more easy in this world, in this country. May Allah make it be such that the billions of people who have not yet accepted Islam, they may see the truth of Islam. We must become beacons of hidayat. We have seen last week, mashallah, the ijtima that took place. With Allah's fadl, 10,000 people had been there. And what ronak, what noor. May Allah accept the effort that took place. May Allah help us to strive in His path. May Allah help us to become inviters towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But people look at our actions. And this was the cry of Hazrat Rahmatullah, his entire life, all his bayans. That we have to be practical Muslims. Our akhlaq, don't give taklif to any person. Don't harm any person. We must live simple lives. We must be kind to people. We all make mistakes. We just wait for the next person to slip and there it goes. BBM is out and the SMS is out and rumors, scandal. That's our life. We should be ashamed of ourselves. make tawbah, istighfar. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. If I've hurt any person, I ask you for forgiveness. May do Allah give us sihat, afiyat. Allah bless us with a beautiful Ramadan in which we will gain spiritually and elevate, we get spiritual elevation and we have a strong ta'alluq and bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah must grant us istiqamat and Allah remove the difficulties of the Muslim Ummah, especially brothers, or especially our brothers and sisters in Syria. They are going through such misery, such suffering. There's no count of the number of lives that have been lost there. And in so many other African countries, and even Burma and Afghanistan and Iraq, it's just carrying on and on and on and on. Allah Ta'ala knows best, but we must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah must give aman and peace in all those places. And Allah must unite the hearts of the entire Muslim Ummah. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا
ilaha illallah. La 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 ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين، ويا ذا القوة المتين، ويا راحم المساكين، ويا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم. برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. اللهم إني أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك، وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك، وأعوذ بك منك، لا أحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصر واحفظ واهدي أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem raheem Allah, my most tolerant Allah, my most kind and generous Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. You have given us the 15th night of Shaban, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive any one of us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have written the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, on this night you forgive countless of people, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive so many people that are equivalent, ya Allah, to the hay on the goats of the Banu Kalb tribe, ya Allah. Ya Allah, I'm nadim hai, I'm sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we acknowledge and confess all the sins we have committed, my Allah. So many gunas we have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us all our major sins, my Allah. All our minor sins, my Allah. Sins we committed knowingly, unknowingly, my Allah. In public, in privacy, my Allah. Such filthy, filthy gunas we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, in workplaces, my Allah. In the factories and warehouses, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the offices, my Allah. In schools and colleges, my Allah. In the madrasas, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever we were, my Allah. Ya Allah, we thought nobody was watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we thought we were away from our parents and children. We thought we were away from our wives, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you were watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you had concealed those sins, my Allah. You did not expose us, my Allah. You did not embarrass and humiliate us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sattar, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghaffar al-Zunub. You are Sattar al-Uyub. You are so kind, Ya Allah. You love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have come here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are sincere, my Allah. They have raised their hands, my Allah. They have sat so patiently, my Allah. Oh, mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you're not going to forgive us tonight, then my Allah, where else can we go, my Allah? What hopes can we have then, my Allah? Ya Allah, we have hopes only on you, my Allah. Because besides you, there's no other person we can turn to, my Allah. All other doors are shut, my Allah. Ya Allah, your door is the only one that is open, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have hopes only on you, my Allah. Because besides you, there's no other person we can turn to, my Allah. All other doors are shut, my Allah. Ya Allah, your door is the only one that is open, my Allah. Your doors are wide open, my Allah. Ya Allah, your maghfirat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi, that your rahmat supersedes and surpasses your anger, my Allah. Ya Allah, your mercy, ya Allah. Your merciful glance, my Allah. Just one merciful glance, my Allah. Ya Allah,
Ya Allah, we would be successful in dunya, qabr and akhirah, then my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai. We regret of committing those sins, my Allah. We feel ashamed of committing those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, ya Allah. In broad daylight, my Allah. Whatever gunas we have committed, ya Allah. From the time we became baligh till today, my Allah. Ya Allah, those sins are like mountains in our heads, my Allah. Ya Allah, but ya Allah, your flood of forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will wipe out all of our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed so many sins, my Allah, that our hearts have become so blackened, my Allah. Our hearts have become so heavy, my Allah. Our hearts have become corroded, my Allah. Our hearts have become rusted, my Allah. Our hearts have got black spots on it, my Allah. Our hearts have become heavy, my Allah. Our hearts have become so hard, my Allah. Ya Allah, soften our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Purify us tonight, my Allah. Cleanse us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive those who committed zina, my Allah. Forgive those who have drank alcohol, my Allah. Forgive those who disobedient to their parents, my Allah. Forgive those who have harbored malice, ya Allah. Forgive those who have cheated others, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, show us where else can we go, my Allah. Hum kaha jaye? Ya Allah, there is no other place we can go to. La malja, wala manja, minka illa ilik. There is no place of refuge. There is no escape from you but you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, my Allah. You are so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, one sajda before you, ya Allah. What sukoon it brings to us, my Allah. What joy and happiness, my Allah. If you did not give us heads, my Allah, we could not have made sajda to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us iman, my Allah. We make shukr you have blessed us with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman, my Allah. Do not snatch away this iman, my Allah. Do not make us become murtad, my Allah. Do not make us become renegades, my Allah. There are so many youth, my Allah. So many youngsters, my Allah. So many young boys and girls have become renegades, my Allah. They have left the deen of Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive them, my Allah. Give them hidayat again, my Allah. Bring them back to Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep them on Islam, my Allah. Their parents are crying, my Allah. Their parents are devastated, my Allah. Ya Allah, hidayat is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive any one of us of hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, especially the time of maut, my Allah. Make us die with iman, my Allah. Make us die with iman, my Allah. Allahumma sabbitna ala al-iman wa amitna ala al-iman wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma al-iman. Ya Allah, strengthen our hearts, my Allah. Give us that bond with you, my Allah. That attachment with you, my Allah. Make us your true friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever our condition is, my Allah. If you change Malik bin Dinar's condition, my Allah. If you change Zunnun Misri's condition, my Allah. You change Fudail bin Ayyar's condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, you change so many people, my Allah. Sahaba-e-Kiram, before they became Sahaba, my Allah. Before they embraced Islam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know what type of life they led, my Allah. Ya Allah, what gunas they had committed, my Allah. What crimes they had perpetrated, my Allah. But you chose them, my Allah. You blessed them with hidayat, my Allah. They became shining stars, my Allah. You were pleased with them, my Allah. You guaranteed them jannah, my Allah. Ya Allah, they made sacrifices for deen, my Allah. They emulated the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we are not fulfilling the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Our iman has become so weak, my Allah. We feel ashamed of practicing our Islam, my Allah. We feel embarrassed of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us tonight, my Allah. Your mercy is coming down, my Allah. Your mercy is descending, my Allah. It is Laylatul Barat night tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got little knowledge, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we have read in the books of Kith and Hadith, ya Allah, that tonight is a night of emancipation, my Allah. Barat from Jahannam, my Allah. You forgive so many people. You emancipate so many souls from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Don't let it be such that you will not emancipate our souls from Jahannam, my Allah. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents, my Allah. Forgive our wives and children, my Allah. Forgive our family members, my Allah. Forgive our nasal and progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our friends, my Allah. Forgive our musallis, my Allah. Forgive our mutalliqeen, my Allah. Forgive the people of our community, my Allah. Forgive the people of our country, my Allah. Allah forgive the entire Muslim Ummah, my Allah. Wherever they may be, my Allah. Whatever their condition may be, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu maaf farma. Ya Allah, tu faisla farma. Hidayat ka faisla farma. Maafi ya Allah. Hum maafi chahte hai ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want you to become ours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, too long we are living lives of fault and guna, disobedience, my Allah. Time is running out, my Allah. Mouth is going to come just now, my Allah. So many janazas we have carried, my Allah. So many close ones have passed away, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many will go away, my Allah. Our turn will come also, my Allah. Before mouth comes to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making sachi pakki toba, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making sincere toba. Tawbatan nasuha. Ya Allah, we have abandoned those gunas. We are feeling ashamed of having committed those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we make a promise to you, my Allah, tonight. Ya Allah, we make wada to you tonight, my Allah. We are making this firm pledge and resolution, my Allah. We will never go back to those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know previously, ya Allah. We made a wada to you, my Allah. But because of our weakness, ya Allah, we broke those promises, my Allah. Ya Allah, we held the khilaf of the Kaaba and we made promises to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we made tawaf and we made promises to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Maqam Ibrahim, we made promises to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, that we won't disobey you, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we still disobeyed you, my Allah. We are just loyal bandas, my Allah. But you have created us, my Allah. You know our condition, my Allah. You know our reality, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the weakest of your ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, again, my Allah, we beg you for forgiveness, my Allah. Make us feel lighter, my Allah. Make our hearts feel lighter, my Allah. Have pity on the elderly people sitting here tonight, my Allah. Ulama and Hufaz, ya, my Allah. They are Qurrah, ya, my Allah. The elderly ones, my Allah. Masum children, ya, my Allah. Ya Allah, one person sincere Tawbah, my Allah. You may know, ya, you are the only person who knows who that one person sincere Tawbah is, ya Allah. Maybe some mother or sister at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam time, Ya Allah, when they had drought, my Allah. Ya Allah, when you said there's one person amongst them, because of him you have sending drought, until he does not move from that gathering, you won't send down rain, my Allah. Musa alayhi salam made their Allah, my Allah. That person was so embarrassed, my Allah. Ya Allah, he made sincere tawbah to you, my Allah. Because of him you send down rain, my Allah. Ya Allah, one person sincere tawbah tonight, my Allah. Because of that one person, ya Allah, accept all our tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all our tawbah, my Allah. Accept all our duas, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyah, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jain, sukun, rahat, protection. Give us your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. We're just reading in the kitab, my Allah. We just heard from your friends, my Allah. The pious ulama-i-kiram, your awliya, your friends, my Allah. One after the other, they are leaving this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, one after the other, they are leaving us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are taking your friends away, my Allah. Who is going to be with us, my Allah? Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Show us sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your marifat, my Allah. We have heard about sweetness of iman. We have heard about marifat, my Allah. We have heard about ma'iyat of you, my Allah. We have heard about ta'alluq, my Allah. These are things we have just heard, my Allah. Make us experience it, my Allah. Give us the reality of these things, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the reality of this, my Allah. Make us become good Muslims, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us understand Quran and Sunnah, my Allah. Make us live Islam. Make it become a practical way of life, my Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat. Ya Allah, that these believers, when they just see us, my Allah, they must embrace Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them see and realize that Islam is a peace-loving religion. Islam does not teach us to fight and quarrel. Islam teaches us to forgive and forget, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, ya Allah, true akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us from the sharr of the shirheer, of the fitna of the fitteen, of the hasad of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, especially our brothers and sisters in Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, those rulers, ya Allah, they've got no rahm on their citizens, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, my Allah. Soften their hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is not written, ya Allah, then the zalimin, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you destroy them, my Allah. You destroy them, my Allah. Ya Allah, replace them, ya Allah. with good rulers, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Islam flourish to the four corners of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, oh Muslim brothers and sisters, they are pareshan, my Allah. Remove their pareshan, my Allah. So many are makruz, my Allah. They've got qarz and debts, my Allah. They are trying desperately to pay off their debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are just failing, my Allah. They don't have the capacity, my Allah. They are trying, my Allah. Ya Allah, put raham and softness and kindness in the hearts of the creditors, my Allah. Ya Allah, you assist them, ya Allah, to fulfill the debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick and ailing, my Allah. They've got, ya Allah, so many different types of sicknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have got cancer, my Allah. So many have got heart problems, my Allah. So many have underwent operations, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are people who are old and young, my Allah, who are sick, my Allah. Some at hospital, some at home, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant each person, ya Allah, who is sick and ailing, complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Shafi, my Allah. Shifa is in your hands. Only you can cure. You are the only person who can give shifa, my Allah. Protect us from those diseases also, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, ya Allah, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Especially for our family and friends, my Allah. Our relatives, my Allah. Our mashayikh, our ulama, my Allah. Ya Allah, how we miss them, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the qabr, ya Allah. A rawdatu min riyadil jannah. A garden of the gardens of paradise, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be, make the cool breeze of jannah come into the qabrs, my Allah. Protect them from any type of azab, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them maghfirat, my Allah. Give them a'la illiyin, ya Allah. Especially our Hazrat Mawlana, our Arif Billah Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat, rahmatullahi alayhi. And our Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi. And so many other mashayikh, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us live, ya Allah, with true iman, ya Allah, and true Islam, ya Allah. Give us tafaqquh fi deen, understanding of deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us leave this world with the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sasmanu tongues, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Give us burial jannatul baqiyah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the kitabs, that person who dies with iman and is buried in jannatul baqiyah, he will get the shafaat intercession of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, we've got no other hopes, my Allah. We are so bad people, my Allah. We are such evil people, my Allah. We've got just gunas and gunas and gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got no good deeds, my Allah. Any good deed we do also, my Allah, it's just for show and ostentation, my Allah. We've got no ikhlas and sincerity, my Allah. Ya Allah, what other hopes can we have but the intercession of Rasulullah s.a.w. Ya Allah, give us the shafaat of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, grant us the holy kawthar water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr and azab of jahannam. Protect all of us, especially our youth, my Allah, from zina and riba, my Allah, from gambling, my Allah, from drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, too many, far too many, my Allah, are now hooked onto drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are too many now, my Allah. Ya Allah, this has become a reality now, my Allah. Help these children, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have gone through so many rehabs, my Allah. Still they are not coming right, my Allah. The parents are fed up of them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you change the conditions, my Allah. You change the conditions, my Allah. So many are drinking wine and alcohol. Ya Allah, so many are living lives of... Ya Allah, so many husbands are ill-treating their wives. So much of talaq taking place, my Allah. So many wives, ya Allah, disloyal to their husbands, my Allah. So many people are cheating in businesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, change our condition. Ya Allah, we need your nusrat, your help, my Allah. Ya Allah, change our conditions, my Allah, change our conditions. Ya Allah, protect us, ya Allah, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, if Dajjal appears, ya Allah, make us be strong against Dajjal, man. Make us be in the Jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, in the Jamaat of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, if we are not in this world, then our progeny, ya Allah, protect them, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever du'as, jais, murad and desires our brothers have tonight, ya Allah, they've got needs, all of us have needs, well. We've got hajat, ya Allah. We've got so many needs, man. Our mothers and sisters at home, and so many requested du'as, man. You are well aware of each person's need, man. Ya Allah, whether it's a financial problem, whether it's a social problem, domestic problem, whatever the hajat is, ya Allah. A spiritual problem, a mental problem, my Allah. Whatever the problem is, whatever the need is, ya Allah. You fulfill all our needs. يا قاضي الحاجات، يا دافع البليات، يا حل المشكلات، اللهم كاشف الغم، مفرج الهم، مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك، رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما، فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها، فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها، فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. هل ريموف اور كلاميتيز اور سوروز اور وريز اور غريف اور مزيز اور هاشم يا الله، ريموف ات كومبليتلي اول البلاء مصيبة العافية من لايف يا الله، جيف اس حياة طيبة يا الله، يا الله يو لاف اس ماي الله، ميك اس لاف يو ماي الله، تو ہمارا بن جا، ہمیں تیرا بنا لے يا الله، يو بكم اورنا ماي الله. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. يا الله all good works of دين، يا الله دعوة التبليغ مهنة قبول فرما، يا الله the مشايخ the خانقاز whatever effort they make accepted my الله، دار العلوم مكاتب مدارس whatever effort they make accepted my الله، يا الله give us إخلاص and بركة my الله، all those who are looking يا الله for suitable partners to get married my الله، you find them suitable partners my الله، give them a life of happiness and bliss my الله، grant them pious children my الله، those who are married who got no children my الله، grant them pious and healthy children my الله، those who are married and got children my الله، make our children become the coolness of our eyes my الله، ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما، يا الله bless us with a beautiful Ramadan my Allah، يا الله give us the tawfiq of keeping Rosa tomorrow my Allah، يا الله the remaining days of Shaban make it be beautiful my Allah، give us an excellent Ramadan my Allah، such a Ramadan that we become spiritually يا الله charged and spiritually elevated my Allah، يا الله give us استقامة تقوى my Allah، يا الله but if most citizens before them my Allah make it be in the condition يا الله that you are most pleased with us my Allah، ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.